Time now for your mail. Many of you wrote in this week to criticize NPR's Juan Williams for pointing out that Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards is a rich man. We spoke with Juan last Saturday about the week's news. Lisa Baines of Atlanta, Georgia wrote, "Yes, he, John Edwards, is wealthy. He hasn't always been, and maybe that gives him a different perspective on the status of poor people. But he's running for president, not for the role of Mother Teresa. Is Williams somehow implying that a poor person's vote would be better spent on another of the wealthy candidates, most of whom have always been wealthy? Edwards has not taken a vow of poverty. He is willing to address the issue of poverty. Those are two different things." Phyllis Kelvin of New York City added, "The sideswipe at John Edwards was small-minded and off the mark. If Edwards, a wealthy man who earned every penny of his fortune, wishes to spend it in an effort to lessen the income gap in this country, and in so doing gets a $400 haircut, so what? And if someone is willing to give him $55,000 or $500,000 to hear him say the rich are too rich at the expense of the poor, he would be a fool not to take the money and spend it spreading his message." And a quick clarification on our conversation with jazz saxophonist Joshua Redman. John Mengel of Berkeley, California wrote, "Mr. Idstey said that Mr. Redman would play a tune by Oscar Hammerstein when, in fact, we heard Richard Rodgers' music to Surrey with a Fringe on Top." Also, at the beginning of his interview, Mr. Idstey mentioned the tune I'm an Old Cow Hand, but never reminded us that Johnny Mercer wrote the music. And finally, a fan letter for Mr. Redman from Bill Farrell of San Carlos, California. "Like many jazz musicians, Joshua Redman expressed unease, even dread, that his audience might find his work accessible. Having heard the music from his CD, let me reassure him he has nothing to worry about." We welcome your comments and your corrections. Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us. And please tell us where you live and how to say your name.